Second.
The last reading of the Gray Chair's responsibility for this semester, I'm particularly happy in no simple sense that it shall be Kathy Acker who will be that person. And anyhow, quote, the most immediate way to introduce the place of Kathy Acker's work is to rehearse for you the titles of her books which are presently in print. The Childlike Life of the Black Tarantula, The Adult Life of Toulouse-Lautrec, Kathy Goes to Haiti, and two works which will again be available this spring. I Dreamt I Was a Nymphomaniac, Imagining, Blood and Guts in High School. Reading them, I suddenly hear, quote, Toulouse-Lautrec as a parallel to, let's say, quote, Boston Blackie. And I have in that way entered a place made of words. Just as a kind of aside, I suddenly heard Toulouse is the place Toulouse, which is no more the place Toulouse than is Toulouse-Lautrec. And I suddenly heard his quick parallel that Boston Blackie is a peculiar reality also. But Boston is a name, which is also a place, but the place was there before Boston, and I'm sure Toulouse was there before Lautrec. Or, you hear what I mean, that words are making these patterns. And I have in that way entered a place made of words. Kathy Acker has referred to herself as a plagiarist, and you will understand her use of that term if you recognize that there are modes of words, constructs, which have themselves an information in the same sense that a kind of car, may be called a car, whether or no anyone gets into it or out. For a writer, and certainly for one of such vividly persistent intelligence, the common, the cliched, the habitually familiar are resources of form of a most provocative kind. One thinks, for example, of the phrase structure and also the diction used by John Ashbery in Three Poems, which is, I think, an active parallel to the writing we will hear this evening. One might say that everyone has been to Paris, whether or no they ever got there. That is, the imagination of Paris is a place to go to. And even if you do go to the physical city, which is, quote, called Paris, that imagination will instantly inform and locate your impressions as a measure and experience of the literal place. E.g., just quickly as a parallel, Wallace Stevens, for instance, think of it, all that extraordinary life so engaged with the imagination of French, the language and the persons of that intelligence. And when apparently friends would question why he, having the affluence and the means, therefore, to go to France, never went, it's truly, one might say that everyone has been to Paris. Certainly Wallace Stevens had been to Paris, whether or no they ever got there. Just so there are common places of our own insistent fantasy, and parallel to the power of the detective story, let's say, a power which Edgar Allan Poe first resolves as form, is that of the pornographic novel, the dirty story so hauntingly familiar yet just beyond the reach of usual social discretion. It is its most public, most common situation that Kathy Acker has invested as writing, with writing, because it is all in the mind, so to speak, or more aptly, in words. I hope you will hear these words clearly, particularly, and will permit as well your own intuited additions, the shaky, dissembling, aggressive, yet shamefaced, quote, tremblings of the veil, back of which, of course, is nothing more or less than anyone at all. In conclusion, then, I'd like to note a substantial review of her work by Jeffrey Goldberg in the current issue of High Times. She has also found respect and translation in France, whose writers have long shared her own preoccupations and has, in fact, just returned from Paris. Welcome, Kathy Acker.